Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of how to seek the Lord acceptably. We're going to conclude on this subject today. As we were concluding the last broadcast, we saw the results of not seeking after the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 12, verse 13, King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. Verse 14 goes on to say he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. We're not going to strengthen ourselves in our own things. No, we're going to deny ourselves, and then we'll do what's right. But if you don't prepare your heart to seek the Lord, you will end up doing evil. We saw in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, and then in verse 12 and 13, that if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And we saw in verse 12 how they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, and that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. That indicates that if you don't seek the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, the law of sin and death will work against you and bring destruction and death in area after area of your life. In Numbers 15, verse 39, we saw that we're to remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes. We cannot seek after things of our own heart and our own eyes, but only that which is of the Lord, which comes from his word that is in our heart and before our eyes, directing our paths. In 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 12, we saw Asa in the 39th year of his reign. He was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. If you don't seek the Lord as your healer, but you just seek to the physicians, you'll end up being tormented with your disease, and you'll end up dying just as Asa did. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 24 and following, the word says, "Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. You've said it not all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." These are ones who would not listen to God. He called to them, and they refused. He stretched out his hand. They didn't have any regard for it. They said it not all of his counsel and wouldn't take his reproof or correction. Well, God says, "I'll laugh at your calamity," because that's what's going to come upon a person if they won't follow God and obey him. He says, "I'll mock when your fear comes." And he indicates your fear is going to come as a desolation, and your destruction will come just like a whirlwind suddenly coming in, and distress and anguish will come upon you. Then, when they call upon the Lord, he says, "I'm not going to answer. They'll seek me early, but they shall not find me." Why? Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. And in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the Bible says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." God is looking at your heart, and if you are seeking the Lord acceptably with a right heart before him, he is going to show himself strong on your behalf. Now, if you seek the Lord acceptably, the results will be God's blessings coming forth in your life. In 1 Chronicles 16:10, the Bible says, "Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Because as you seek the Lord, God's going to respond. He's going to manifest himself, and he's going to bring forth victory for you. Then it goes on in verse 11 and says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually." You'll have the strength of God, and you'll have the revelation of the ways of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Notice the conditions. You got to humble yourself, pray, seek his face, and turn from the wicked ways. If you do so, then God will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. 2 Chronicles 14, verse 7. He says, "Because we have sought the Lord our God, we've sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered." Now, what did they do? They had to drive all the enemies out. They sought the Lord. God had them overcome all of their enemies. He gave them rest on every side because the enemies were smitten underfoot. Then they built and prospered. That shows you that driving out your enemies so that you have rest on every side precedes the building of God and then the prospering in your life. 2 Chronicles 15:15 speaks of Judah, how they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Again, we see rest comes for those who seek him acceptably. And over in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, in verse 3, "The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David." In verse 4, it goes on and says, "He sought to the Lord God of his father, and he walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance." That shows that if you'll walk in the ways of the Lord, walk in his commandments, seek after him, and not the doings of the multitudes that are walking in the compromise way, God will establish the kingdom in your hand, and he'll bring forth riches and honor in abundance. And verse 6 goes on to say, "And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord." That shows the fact that you have a heart that's right before him, and that you are seeking the Lord acceptably. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5, "He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." That's a tremendous promise. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. If you'll seek the Lord all the days of your life, God will make you to prosper. In 2 Chronicles 31, verse 20 and 21, speaking of Hezekiah, it says, "Hezekiah wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered." Again, here's the man who did what was good and right in truth before the Lord, and he was the one who was doing the work of God in the service. God wants you to be working for the Lord in the service in the house of the Lord, and also in the Word. He was a doer of the Word, in the commandments, seeking his God. He did it with all his heart. And what was the result? He prospered. We see in Ezra chapter 8, in verse 21 to 23, they were seeking of God a right way for them and for their little ones and for all their substance. And they had declared that the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. So they proceeded to fast and pray and sought God, and God entreated them, and they were delivered of all of their enemies. In Psalms 24, in verse 3 and following, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob." Here we see the one who ascends into the hill of the Lord, that's the place of victory, and who stands in his holy place, the place of holiness in the presence of God. He has clean hands, pure heart, doesn't lift up his soul to vanity, doesn't swear deceitfully. He receives the blessing of the Lord and the righteousness from the God of salvation. Why? Because this is the one who truly seeks him and seeks his face. Psalms 34, verse 4, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears." God will deliver you from all of your fears. Psalms 34, 10, "They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, no lack for those that seek the Lord." Psalms 119, verse 2, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart." God's blessings will be upon you if you seek him with your whole heart. In verse 45, "I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts." You seek God's precepts, you'll walk in liberty. Proverbs 11, verse 27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. Certainly what a man sows, he's going to reap. And if we will seek good, then we will see the favor of the Lord. Then in Proverbs 28, verse 5, they that seek the Lord understand all things. What a tremendous promise. If you'll seek the Lord acceptably, you're going to understand all things. There's nothing that you can't gain understanding from the Lord on in your life. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and following. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity and gather you from all the nations. That shows the fact that if you seek him with a right heart acceptably, you're going to find him because you search for him with all your heart, and God is going to turn your captivity. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. As you sow to yourselves according to the word of righteousness, you're going to reap in mercy. And as you seek the Lord, he says he's going to come and rain righteousness, which is all your rights and privileges are going to be manifest upon you. Amos 5:14, seek good and not evil that you may live. You're going to have his life. And the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. God will be with you, and he will not leave you or forsake you. Matthew 6:33, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. And in Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. As it goes on in verse 8 and says, he that seeketh, findeth. You know, if you will seek the Lord acceptably, you are going to see God move mightily in your life. How do we seek him? With our heart and soul, early, in all of our thoughts, diligently, fasting and praying, seeking his word to do it and to teach others, seeking the right way, seeking after knowledge and after the way of love, seeking not our own, but seeking the welfare of people and the profit of many to save the lost. Seeking to dwell in the house of the Lord, seeking after peace and good and not evil, seeking the kingdom and righteousness and the will of the Father and not your own will, seeking after spiritual gifts and the things above. At the same time, know that the devil seeks to devour you and destroy your soul and to bring the law of sin and death into manifestation in your life. If you don't seek after the Lord, you'll end up doing evil because your heart's not prepared to seek him. And you'll end up being defiled. You'll have the law of sin and death prevail against you. You'll end up seeing death and destruction come upon you because you didn't seek the Lord, like what happened to Asa. And you'll be rejected when you seek after him because you've rejected his counsel and you have not chosen the fear of the Lord. But if you will seek after the Lord, your heart will rejoice. You'll have strength. Your land will be healed. You'll have rest round about. You'll rule over your enemies and have riches and honor. You'll prosper in all that you do. The hand of God will be on you for good. The blessings of the Lord will come forth in your life. You'll be delivered of all your fears. You won't have any want. You'll walk at liberty. You'll have the favor of God. You'll understand all things, and God will turn your captivity. He'll come and rain righteousness upon you. You'll have his life. You'll find all the things that you have need of, and all things will be added unto you in your life. Seek the Lord acceptably, and God's blessings will be upon you. Do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance and have seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.